Belinda presents this unabridged recording of His Royal Hopeless, written by Chloe Perrin and read by Sarah Ovens. In the centre of Waning lay a castle. A castle of dark brick and twisted turrets which leant over its kingdom as though about to take a bite out of it. Within this castle of terrified servants and endless cobwebbed corridors lay a bedroom. A bedroom with a family tree painted meticulously down one wall. The name on the tree was known throughout the kingdom of Waning, largely because it was the name of the rulers who kept burning down people's houses. It was a name that could silence a room, that could make a cavalry run for the hills, that could send shivers down even the sturdiest of spines. The name was that of their rulers, of the most despicable, distasteful, and downright evil royal family in the entire world. That name was written in bold, spiky silver letters, painted stylishly and with exquisite care at the top of the family tree. The name read, The Sinistevils. The royal family tree was a gnarled one, a nasty one. Sinistevils did not play nice with one another, and most family gatherings ended with a few more branches snapped off. Even so, it was a tree that thrived. Near the bottom of the tree, in angry violet lettering, was the current ruler and matriarch of the Sinistevil household, Queen Viella Sinistevil, who liked to crush peasants and laugh as their villages burned. The silver line of the tree wound down to her equally cruel eldest son, the late Prince Brutus, who led the armies and laughed equally hard at the burning of villages. However, Brutus was not the final name on the tree. Right at the bottom, crammed up against the skirting board, was another name. The people of Waning had not yet seen Viella's surviving son and heir to the throne, whose name on the tree was obscured by a crowd of lint and dust bunnies. But they did know his name. The boy who could only be as vile and disgusting as the rest of his bloodline, who could only be as evil can be, was called... Achoo! Robbie Sinistevil woke with a sneeze and sat up in bed, drawing a long pyjama sleeve across his nose. Good morning, he said to the silvery tree snaking across his bedroom wall as he hopped from under the covers. As Robbie threw open the curtains on what was promising to be an absolutely glorious morning, he assumed, like the rest of the kingdom did, that he was as evil could possibly be. Why would he ever think otherwise? Robbie was a Sinistevil, and Sinistevils were evil. Evil was his legacy. It was in his blood. It was in his... He looked at his sleeve and grimaced. Time to get dressed.